Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're also keeping an eye on the presidential primaries today. Oregon is voting today. So is Kentucky, although Republicans held their caucus there in March and Trump won. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton won the primary 8 years ago. But can she win again today in Kentucky? Ryland Barton is State Capitol Bureau Chief for Here and Now contributor Kentucky Public Radio. He's in Lexington. And Ryland, Kentucky is a closed primary, meaning only registered Democrats can vote. Hillary Clinton has tended to do well in those contests. What's the outlook for today's primary?
Well, there hasn't been any public polling done in Kentucky for this race, so it's really anybody's guess. The candidates have been both pretty active over the last few weeks in Kentucky, which is a big surprise to voters here, especially having this late primary. Normally, folks in Kentucky just kind of expect they won't have a say in the presidential contest, so to get some attention from the candidates has certainly been welcome this year.
As usual, Bernie Sanders says he's hoping for a high turnout. He thinks he does better when there's a higher turnout. How is turnout looking so far in Kentucky?
Turnout is not looking very good. The Secretary of State's office is estimating about a 20% turnout. Part of that is due to the fact that Republicans participated in the caucus earlier this year in March. So they kind of figure that Republicans won't be showing up to the polls in mass as usual. And also it's a rainy day here. So we'll see what turnout ends up being.
Both candidates held rallies in Kentucky over the weekend, and both went after Kentucky's Republican governor, new Republican governor Matt Bevin. Here's Bernie Sanders at a campaign stop in Bowling Green.
So if you can imagine the kind of governor Governor Bevin is, think about Bernie Sanders as a president doing exactly the opposite of what Governor Bevin is doing.
And Hillary Clinton also criticized Governor Bevin's cuts to higher education. She faced off with a heckler yesterday.
And your governor did such a great job, and your current governor is trying to undo it all. Undo it all. Oh, yes, it is, ma'am. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The person said that's not true. How is Governor Bevin playing into this race?
Both candidates have been using Governor Bevin's intentions to roll back some of the Affordable Care Act in Kentucky. He has plans to take away the State Health Exchange Connect and also scale back the Medicaid expansion, which are both big popular policies among Democrats. It was kind of the crowning jewel of former Governor Steve Beshear's legacy, and it helped reduce the uninsured percentage from over 20% down to 7.5% now. So the candidates have been going after Bevin, knowing that Democrats in Kentucky, it's certainly a very salient point to them.
Now, there are other things on the ballot besides the Democrats who are running for president. Tell us about some of the other things.
Sure. In the Senate race, Senator Rand Paul is running for re-election after his failed presidential campaign. He just has nominal challengers. The doesn't look like nobody's been running a real high-profile campaign against him on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, there's a seven-way Democratic primary. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray is heading up that pack, and he does have some challengers from Democrats who say that he's not progressive enough and that he's skewing too conservative in Kentucky, which is, you know, an increasingly Republican state.
And just to be clear, it's the Democrats who are voting for the presidential candidates today. But are Republicans likely to show up to vote in the Rand Paul race?
Well, state election officials say that that's one of the reasons for the kind of depressed primary turnout, that the expectations are thinking that Republicans might very well likely stay at home because they already voted for president in the March caucus.
That's Ryland Barton, State Capitol Bureau Chief for the Kentucky Public Radio Network. And just like here in Oregon, it is also primary day for the Democrats in Kentucky. Ryland, thanks.
Thanks a lot for having me.